The main thought that was going through my head at the actual time was, why me? Like, why did this happen to me? Like, I was a decent bloke, young soldier, you know what I mean, keen as mustard. Why did this have to happen to me? And, you know, all the sort of bad thoughts come into your head and stuff like that there. But at the time, I was just thankful that the boys were squared away, first aid-wise, drill-wise, got the MERT in as fast as they could. I couldn't have asked for a better Kazivec than what I got, so, you know, you can't ask for more than that.
How have you come to terms with an injury so severe? 6 years down the line, how's your life changed?
It's changed massively. It has changed massively. When I got hit, I was 22 years of age. I'd just finished junior Brecon. I was on a very sort of clear career path within the Royal Irish. As soon as I stood on the bomb, that ended. So it did. I wanted to, you know, go on, go up through the ranks. As soon as I lost my leg, then that wasn't going to happen. And that was a big thing for me, realising that my army career was over. And it took a long time, actually, to realise that there. Initially, at the very start, I did want to stay within the sort of Royal Irish and maybe do a different role. But I realised that that would probably, for myself, would be more damaging than good. So I got out and got into adventure training. And through Headley Corps and through ABF and Help for Heroes and all the different service charities, there's loads of different opportunities coming up. And I sort of just threw myself into all these opportunities and all these different challenges. But it takes a little while to sort it out and to sort of know what you want to do. And that just takes time. But once you figure it out, then there's a lot of support there to help you do it. You just find the new normal is a very good way of putting it. And you just, being at Headley Court, you see some real injuries. Do you know what I mean? A below knee amputee on the right side is not massive compared to some injuries. And you get a real reality show when you're there.
It sounds like you've got a very clear focus of where you're going and where you want to be now.
Every year I just sort of go and get qualifications in the outdoor industry. I take people hillwogging and canoeing and kayaking. I work at a company called Todd's Leap, which does sort of like adventure training, does like high ropes and climbing wall and all that other sort of stuff.
Do you think that the way you're living your life, do you think that keeps you mentally very focused?
I think so. When I first got out of the army, or even slightly before that, there, even when Headley Court was winding down and I wasn't going as regular, when my rehab was pretty much coming to an end, I found myself lost. I didn't know what to do. Even then, I didn't know what to do. I could have lay in bed till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the day. Then I got up, made myself something to eat, and went and played the PlayStation or the Xbox for a few hours. You know what I mean? Like, there was nothing really focused on doing and any sort of drive. That's a slippery slope for soldiers to get into, and I'm very aware of that there. So I think there came a point where I just had to brief myself. I just had to say, look, there's no good coming out of this, so you need to go and find something, you need to go and do something, and that's what I did.